Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special segment entitled The 20-Day Prayer. And in this segment, we are going to look at the why. Why should we pray for 20 days? Who is this geared towards? When should we pray, and how should we pray? And all of those answers will be given through scripture. So therefore, we're going to begin by first praying unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we're going to have a scripture. Then after our scripture, we're going to go to that process of casting our burdens unto the Lord, amen, and leaving them there. And then we will go into the ministry of God, which is the 20-day prayer and the effectiveness of it as it relates to our lives. So without further ado, I want you to get into the prayer mode. And at this time, I want you to lay everything aside that so easily distract you, such as the television, your telephone, such as your thoughts, such as negative thoughts. Those things that seem insurmountable, those things that seem as if you cannot conquer, let go of doubt, let go of fear, let go of anything that would prevent you from getting a prayer through unto the Lord, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So without further ado, I would like to go to God in prayer, and any prayer concerns that you have, continue to inbox them unto me, and also speak to the Father, who is the source of the blessings and who is the source of deliverance and who is the source of your life. So without further ado, I'm going to pray, and I ask the Lord, would each prayer cover each listener and those who will listen in the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, this hour, this minute, this second, thanking you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way. We're asking you, would you continue to help us to be the vessels, help us to be the mouthpiece that you would have us to be. Before we begin to pray unto you, Lord, we're asking you if there's anything in our heart that prevents us from praying unto you. Heavenly Father, would you remove it in the name of Jesus right now? If there's anything in our mind, Heavenly Father, such as doubt, such as fear, such as negativity, would you remove it in the name of Jesus right now, Lord? Heavenly Father, we need to come unto you in the presence of you, Heavenly Father, casting all of our cares away. And we're asking you, would you bless the prayers that Afrida Love give on air to be prayers that are relevant and conducive to what you would have me give unto the people. Would you bless each prayer that is rendered to go and travel all over this land and country? For we all stand in the need of prayer. There is not one person on earth who cannot be prayed for. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless us to target and touch those individuals who need to be touched, those spirits that need to be let loose? Would you let them loose, Heavenly Father, and cast them away so that we can become more like you? We're asking you, would, if there is any fence, if there is any hindrances, if there is anything that would cause us to just miss the mark tonight, we're asking you, would you cast it out? Because we know that we serve a true and a living God. We know that you are the Alpha. We know that you are the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Lord, we're asking, would you bless the words that come out of this mouth, Heavenly Father, to be something that is pleasing in your sight, and that will touch individuals all over this land and country. We're asking would you bless these hands to be filled and be about our Father's business and to be doing the works of you. Would you bless these feet to walk into the paths of righteousness, Heavenly Father, to the paths and the will that you would have me to go. Now, Lord, as I surrender my heart, my mouth, my hands, my legs, and everything unto you, Lord, I'm asking would you bless it to be acceptable, and would you help it to help the people become more closer to you and to begin to depend and trust in you. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, right now, would you bless any parent, any child, any grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle who is missing something or someone, would you bless it to be found if it is your will, Lord? We're asking you, would you bless those individuals who have started the journey of the 20-day prayer breakthrough to be enlightened and to know that you are listening unto their prayers. We know that you're listening, but sometimes individuals who are just coming into the ark of safety need to know that you, Lord, listens to everyone's prayer, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless those individuals to find closure, would you bless those individuals to know that we serve a true and living God. Heavenly Father, we know that you are in the hospitals. We know that you're in the nursing homes. We know that you're in the child facilities. We know that you're in the jail houses. We know that you're in the schools. We know that you are in the homes, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to bless each person, Lord, who go to those various places. If they're in the hospital, Lord Jesus, would you heal them of whatever ailment they are suffering from? Would you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord? Would you bless each person who stands by their bedside, Heavenly Father, wondering, Heavenly Father, what to expect next? Would you just give them a closure and a peace of mind to know that you are a physician, you are a doctor who is perfect in everything that you do. Heavenly Father, bless those who are around the bedside of a child or an adult, not to lose the faith, not to lose hope, because we know that life is very fragile, Heavenly Father, and help us to be more appreciative of the life that you have given unto us. Heavenly Father, if someone's in the hospital, Heavenly Father, give them something to be thankful for. Just being alive is a blessing, Lord. Being able to see a new day is a blessing. Being able to wake up and you're in your right mind is a blessing. And, Lord, we're just asking you, if someone is sick within the hospitals, Heavenly Father, would you heal them in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father? If someone is being rushed to the hospital, Heavenly Father, would you comfort them and take care of them and let them know that you are God, Heavenly Father? If someone is out of the ark of safety, if someone is in the streets, Heavenly Father, if someone is far away from you where they cannot hear your voice, we're asking you, would you bring them closer unto you where they can hear which way they should go because they are lost, Heavenly Father? We thank you for divine recoveries, Lord. We thank you for mending broken hearts. We thank you for cooling scorching fevers, Lord. We thank you for just blessing those individuals who have to go through whatever procedure, whatever treatment they have, Lord. We thank you for just being the God that you are. And besides you, we know that there is no other God. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless each child who is in the hospitals, MD Anderson Hospital, St. Jude's Hospital, the Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio, Texas. Heavenly Father, would you bless those children as they go through different procedures and different processes of their little young lives. Help them to see you, Lord Jesus, because you are the light in a dark place, Heavenly Father. So whatever darkness is going on within their little lives, we're asking you, Lord, would you be the light that shines from on high? Not only would you be the light in their lives, but be the light in their parents' lives and their family members' lives, because we all know that in you we live, move, and have our being. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless those who say, pray for me and my family, Lord? We're asking you, whatever needs these individuals have, whether it's financial breakthroughs, whether it's a state of mind, Heavenly Father, that gives us peace that passes understanding, whether it's a situation in which you are trying to seek closure, whether there's a situation in which you are trying to break strongholds, whether there's a situation in which someone's incarcerated, whether there's a situation in which someone is lost and needs to be found, whether there's a situation in which someone is out of the ark of safety, Lord, we know that you are God, and we know that you can mend broken hearts. We know that you are a God who can do just unimaginable things, and whatever is causing individuals to lose sleep, whatever is causing individuals to pace the floor, whatever is causing individuals to forget who you are. We're asking you, would you do things that this do in remembrance of me, this do in remembrance of God, because we know that you are God. And as I said before, we know that there is no other. Lord, we're asking you, would you bless those who are transitioning into open doors, Heavenly Father. Give them peace of mind, give them a state of mind, and help them to know that they are in that open door because you allow them to be in that open door, Lord. If there's a position in which things are closed, Heavenly Father, help those individuals to begin to praise God because they didn't need to go behind the closed doors. If there is a state of position in which the door is ajar, Heavenly Father, continue to help the individuals have the trust in you because with you, all things are possible. Lord Jesus, we just ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look down upon the bereaved families, Lord, those individuals who have lost someone today, those individuals who have lost someone last week, the last couple of weeks, the last month, the last year, the last couple of years, Lord, whenever it was, we're asking you, would you continue to be that comforter, that angel that comforts us in those type of situations. Heavenly Father, we're asking you as the message go forth tonight, Heavenly Father, would you crown this old head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet with wisdom from on high, the type of wisdom that you would like for us to have, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless this ministry, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, to be a ministry that is pleasing in your sight, a ministry that is spread all over this land and country, a ministry that is able to help souls, Heavenly Father. And not only able to help souls, but to help each and every person, because we know that through the Word of God and through the Scripture, we know that you are a God that can help us, and you are a God that can deliver us, and you are a God that can take care of us, and you are a God that can mend our hearts, Lord. We're asking for each person who said, pray for me, whatever their needs are, would you just grant it if it's your will, Heavenly Father. Whatever they are seeking tonight, Heavenly Father, would you grant it, Heavenly Father. Whatever they're hoping for, we're asking you, would you bless them not to lose faith, but to continue to hold on to faith and continue to hold on until your unchanging hand. Lord, we thank you for each guest who come on the ministry. We thank you for the additions. We thank you for just everything that you have done, Lord, and we're asking you, would you continue to bless this ministry to go forth and continue to crown Freedom Love's head from the top to the bottom with wisdom and knowledge from on high, because we know that our wisdom comes from you, and we know that without you we are nothing. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for everything that you've done, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future, Lord. We thank you for each divine revelation. We thank you for each thing that you have done, each storm you've taken us through, each day of sunshine, each day that you have just helped us to make it through, Lord. And we're asking you, would you continue to help us to hold on to you. And when you bless us, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to give us that strength to continue to hold on, because we know that many times when breakthroughs come, we feel very excited and happy. And sometimes we forget about the source, but help us to remember who the source is and help us to give all praises and honor where honor is due, which is to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the event on last Saturday, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing it to be a success, Lord. We thank you for the success of the program that is coming up. We thank you for the success of the book that is coming out and that is going to be all around the city and state, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just each thing that you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do, Lord. And if we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, bring us up. Lord, we thank you for each thing that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. Amen. And we're looking at our scripture for today, which is Luke 6 and 31. It says, do to others as you would have them do to you. I have read to you Luke 6 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, I am excited tonight because any time, as I said before, and I'll say it again, any time that I am able to get on air or able to even study the Word of God another day and have another opportunity to uplift and magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it gives me great pleasure to do so. But without further ado, I would like to, first of all, start at our activity, which is cast your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there. I would like to welcome all of the newcomers. I would like to welcome all of them that have been with you since day one, individuals, because without you, amen, without you, we would surely, surely not be able to, how can I put this? We would not be able to fellowship, amen, with one another, because God is going to be God no matter what, amen. But with people, amen, we're able to fellowship, and with God we're able to praise and experience his blessings. So I really appreciate all of the individuals who took out the time to listen to the Love, Live, Jesus Up ministry tonight as we go a little bit higher in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So without further ado, I would like to go ahead and start with that activity, the Cast Your Care on the Lord activity. And what I want you to do is get a sheet of paper and a pen. For those of you who are more of thinkers, you can do this in your mind. But I want you to look at what the Lord has done. Look at how far the Lord has brought us. So go ahead and get a sheet of paper and a pencil or pen, and I'll give you about 30 seconds. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I would like for you to write down two favorable things that happened to you today. Favorable consists of things that happened that was exciting, things that you are pleased with. What are two things? Write them down, please, or think about them. All right, now I want you to go down, and I want you to write down two things that are unfavorable, two things that made you feel a little bit uncomfortable. I want you to go and do that, please. Write that down. Okay, I want you to look at those two favorable events. I want you to look at them, and I want you to add them to your list of favorable things or blessings that have happened to you. Okay. Now I want you to go down and look at your unfavorable events, and I want you to change those events into something positive. Change those events into something positive. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Two negatives. What I want you to do is I want you to pray about those two things, and I want you to cast those things to God. And I want you to say, Lord, I give these worries, I give these problems unto you, and I'm asking you, would you take it off of me, and would you help me to become stronger, right, in you, and not allow these things to weigh me down. So I want you at this time to cast those things unto the Lord. If that means scratching it out off your paper, do so. If that means only thinking about the two positive things that you changed from the negative, do it. Whatever helps you to get over this or to find closure, let's do that. Because we don't need to hang on to something that we don't need. Okay. Now I want you to look at the two positive things that you got out of the unfavorable things, and I want you to place them over to your positive list, your positive list. Okay. Now I want you to take out this time and look at where God has brought us. He's brought us from a mighty long way. Okay. So look at where the Lord has brought us from. And I want you to review that list, put it under your pillow, wake up tomorrow morning, God's will, and I want you to wear it, own it, and wear it well. Right? Okay, now then, the moment that you all have been waiting for. We are going to look at the 20-day prayer. As I said before, we started the 20-day prayer, and many things happened, many answers arrived, and a lot of good things happened, and you just feel better when you begin to pray. And I want to answer some questions today, and I want to reference the Bible. With the 20-day prayer, I want to answer the question of why. Why do we need to pray? Number two, who am I speaking to? Number three, when do we need to pray? And number four, how should we pray? And I want you to turn to 1 Chronicles 16 and 11. 1 Chronicles 16 and 11. And this will answer the question of why. Why do we need to engage in this 20-day prayer breakthrough? 1 Chronicles 16 and 11. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. And it reads, this is 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, and it reads, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. So why should we even engage in prayer? The reason why we need to engage in prayer is, first of all, we are seeking the Lord and his strength. Anytime we are praying, the Lord is giving us strength. As I said before, when we cast out all of our cares unto the Lord is able to give us strength, not to forget, but strength to make it through the storm. Even when there is a actual storm, not of life, but a weather storm, amen, the Lord gives us gear such as umbrellas, gives us gear such as raincoats, rain boots in order to sustain that storm. Are you still, do you still feel the rain? Yes, you still feel the rain, but you are given resources in order to prevent the rain from just washing you away. So therefore, the Lord, when we pray, the reason we pray is because we're seeking an answer from the Lord, and we're seeking his strength. And when it says seek his face continually, we're seeking that conversation with the Lord. We're seeking answers. We're seeking revelations from the Lord. So when we read 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, that tells us the why. And as I said before, God is able to give us strength. Whatever you're going through, whether it's career, finances, family, whatever you're going through, God is able to give us strength. And I know sometimes we lose strength because so many things happen. Some people experience one storm. Some people experience five storms at a time. Some people experience 10 storms. But through it all, God gives us strength if we seek him, when we seek him. And sometimes God gives us strength regardless, and that is called favor. But with this 20-day prayer, we are seeking the Lord. We are seeking answers from the Lord. We are seeking a breakthrough. We are seeking direction, we're seeking guidance, we're seeking the will of God, and we're also seeking strength. That's the most important thing, because you can go through any tornado, you can go through any storm, hurricane, and you have to ask the Lord for strength because, through it, because many times we become tired, and when we become tired, we become weaker. And when we become weak, we just quit and give up, you know. And God is showing me that is why so many people, they have a good life. They have everything that anyone could ever imagine. But for some reason, when they go through a storm, they're unable to weather that storm because they're so far away from God. That's how we get depression. That's how we get suicide. That's how we get anger. That's how we get rampage, because we're so far away from God. And you look at the outer surface and you say, wow, this person had it all, you know. But at the same time, God is saying praying is necessary because we're seeking God and His strength. Because many times, a lot of people go through a mental storm, and the mental storm is by far the hardest storm to endure, because when you think about the mind, when we meditate unto God, when we pray unto God, we are securing all of those thoughts. God says, think on the good things. We're securing all of those thoughts in our brain. And what happens is those thoughts go into our long-term or short-term memory, and it sticks with us, okay? It's just like peanut butter. When you eat it, it sticks with you for a long time, amen? But you have to drink a lot of water in order to kind of dilute all of that peanut butter, because it's so thick. Well, the storms of life is so thick. And so sometimes or all the time we need to seek God and we need to pray for His strength, because any time a person experiences a mental storm, okay, and storms affect, life storms affect the mind. Anytime an individual experiences a mental storm, prayer is necessary. Not only should they pray, but the people around them should pray as well, okay? So that's why we have this 20-day prayer, because we need strength, because you never know when a storm is coming. Now, in life, we have the meteorologist who would tell us, you know, there's a chance of rain or there's a chance of a storm. But knowing the exact time and when it hits, you don't know. And God says, no man or woman knows that they know the hour. That's why we are to continue to lift up each other in prayer. Who am I talking to? Let's look at Luke 18 and 1. Turn with me to Luke 18 and 1, and I'll give you 30 seconds. Luke 18, and we'll say St. Luke 18 and 1. Who am I speaking to? And is it necessary for you to pray? You have everything that you need. You have everything that you want. You've only experienced 3 storms in your life. Who am I speaking to? And Luke, St. Luke 18 and 1 reads, and he spake a parable unto them. We're talking about Jesus. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, the Bible has that men ought always to pray and not to faint. But we're talking about human beings. Everyone is to always pray and not faint. And that goes back to our why, 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, where we're praying for strength. Because many times when we pray, and we're speaking about everyone, men, women, boys, and girls, when we begin to pray, sometimes we become tired because the storms, you know, we get out of one storm, we're entering another storm, amen? And so we lose strength, and God said that we should pray so that we will not faint. And many times when individuals become tired, fatigued, standing up too long, they faint, right, because they lose their strength. So therefore, the reason why, and this is all tying together, we pray is we're praying for strength. Who are we talking to? That includes everyone. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are. It doesn't matter your color, your age. Everyone should always pray and not cease from praying, okay? So, therefore, when we look at the who, we're speaking about everyone. There is no one on this earth who is immune to going through a storm or the storms of life. No one on this earth is immune. Everyone is able to go through a storm. And when we go through a storm, the challenge is, are we still going to trust and believe in God? Are we still going to seek God's face? Are we still going to pray to God for strength? Are we still going to reverence God and praise God for those storms? All right? Now, when? When should we pray? And I kind of answered that question, but I want to make it relevant. And let's go ahead and go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. And it reads simply this. When should we pray? Pray without ceasing. All right? And somewhere in the Bible it says that we should pray in season and out of season. It's kind of like when we're preparing for a race. We don't just prepare, as I said before, 2 weeks before the race. Amen. We're praying. We're praying, but we're practicing during basketball season, baseball season. We're practicing during all those seasons before it's time to run. You know, we don't just all of a sudden begin practicing a week before we're supposed to run. So God said we are to always pray. We ought to always pray in season, and we're to always pray out of season. And he says, pray without ceasing. Whatever you're doing, you need to keep God in the front, God on the side, and God in the back. And we always need to make sure that Jesus Christ is the center of everything that we do. So there is no specific time to pray. Every time is a good time to pray. When you're going through the storms, that's an excellent time to pray. When you're not going through storms, that's an excellent time to pray. When you're getting ready to go through storms, that's an excellent time to pray. So we should pray without ceasing. So far, and welcome to my newcomers who have just tuned in. So far we've reviewed the why, and we said because we're seeking God's face. We're praying because we're seeking God's face, and we're seeking strength from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then who? Who are we speaking to? Is it just a certain group of people? No, it's everyone. Everyone needs to pray. And when should we pray? We should always pray without ceasing, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we pray in season, we pray out of season, because God, that's the type of God we serve. God is a good God. He's an awesome God, and he is to be praised. And then we look at St. Matthew 6, 5 through 15, and it tells us how we should pray. It tells us how we should pray. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to find Matthew 6, 5 through 15. And we're going to read this because the Lord is speaking right now, because we're teaching individuals. There are a lot of individuals who are thinking about coming unto Christ, and we're teaching individuals about the 20-day prayer breakthrough. And it's very important that we not skip pertinent information, because we may lose a person, and because individuals may not be ready to read the Bible. So therefore, we have to disseminate the information when we have an opportunity. So I'm going to go ahead and read Matthew 6. Verses 5 through 15. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Somebody should praise God right there, amen. After this manner before pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I have read unto you, Matthew 6, 5 through 15. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And I want to reiterate once again that when we pray, the Lord has given us a script. Amen. In verses 9 through 13. And that is how we ought to pray. And what these other verses were indicating is that we should not pray just to be seen. We should pray because we want something to happen. It's not talking about the ministers or the people who pray for individuals. It's talking about standing on the corners to be seen, doing things to be seen. When you pray with a sincere heart. You pray with a sincere mind. You do not use God's name in vain. When you pray, you do not be a hypocrite when you pray. Make sure that when you're praying and when you're preaching that you're actually living what you're praying and preaching. In addition to that, it's just the whole Bible is saying be you, be real in what you do in serving the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So without further ado, I want to once again reiterate what the 20-day prayer breakthrough is, because we're going to have a workshop on this, and also it's going to be made into a little guide. So the 20-day prayer breakthrough. Why? If you look in 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, it basically speaks about seeking the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it also speaks about strength. We want strength from the Lord. That is why we pray, because we never know when we're going through a storm, and we never know when a storm is coming. So therefore, we ask the Lord for strength. I remember, I'm speaking to the children now, as I said before, there was a cartoon, and it was Popeye the Sailor Man, amen? And Popeye would lose his strength, but when he ate that spinach, then he was able to have just massive strength. And so God is saying prayer gives us that same strength that we need in order to conquer these storms. When we speak about the who should pray, well, all men and women should pray, all humans should pray. That's in Luke 18 and 1. When should we pray? First Thessalonians 5 and 17, we should pray without ceasing. We should pray in season and out of season. There is never a bad time to pray. Every time is good to pray. Even now, we should be praying for strength. We should be praying to see the face of Jesus. How should we pray? And that is described in verses 9 through 13 of Matthew, how we should pray. And we're speaking to our Father. And when we pray, we should do so sincerely. And we should not do it for a show or any type of way to receive accolades, but we should be seeking the heart of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We should be seeking those things above, and we should be praying for individuals who say, pray for me, and we should do it with the intention of saving souls rather than getting pats on the back. And also, if we reference Luke 11, 1 through 54, and it just speaks about prayer again, and how John and his disciples and things that happened within the Bible. So if you would also read St. Luke 11, verses 1 through 54 in your leisure. But I want to leave you with this. When you pray, you're praying for strength. Okay? This prayer is not just for those who may be going through a storm. It's for everyone, because we all become weak at one point or another in our lives. When should we pray? We should pray without ceasing. We should pray in season and out of season. We should not miss a day without praying. And this is my challenge unto you while we're at the wind time. My challenge unto you is every hour that you're awake, when the clock strikes 12, 1, 2, 3, I want you to pray unto God, whether it's just, Lord, have mercy. And I guarantee you something will happen. We're talking about this 20-day prayer, but I'm going to challenge you that every hour, pray unto God. And you don't have to get on your knees if you're at work. You can pray while you're sitting in your chair. Pray unto God, okay? How should you pray? This is the format. This is a template. Okay? Our Father, which art in heaven. Okay? So that's how we should pray for beginners. But we want to also be specific as well. Okay? So that's what I wanted to share. Now then, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/beloved. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Got for artists, artists, promoters, community leaders, positive community leaders, artists, authors, just everyone. Please, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Please, please. And it's gospel artists, artists, promoters, any individual who is positive in the community. We're looking for Christian rappers. We're looking for just a plethora of individuals, as I said before. And I would like those, I would like to thank those individuals who have extended their services as of a month ago, because we will have you on the ministry. So be sure to continue to watch Alfreda Love's Facebook page. In addition to that, make sure, as we said tonight, that you are praying for each of your family members and your friends. You need to be praying for 72 people. Amen. And if you have to put all your family members on that page, make sure you put them all on one line, pray for them one by one, and pray for yourself. In addition to that, I want you to know that we will have many special guests on the Love, Live Jesus Up ministry on tomorrow, God's will. I will be teaching the Word of God on the Love, Live Jesus Up ministry. And the whole point of that is, just because you fumbled, amen, doesn't mean that you failed. So therefore, I want you to tune in and join that particular session. In addition to that, on Monday, we will have the Boltons, who will come on the ministry, and they will tell their story. This is a very touching story on how God can help us and keep us, so be sure to listen to that. On Wednesday, we will have Praying with Love one more time, and then on Saturday, we will have the Miss Sharon Brown, who will share with us some things that have occurred, and she will have a motivational story to share with us, and then I will give you more details for the weeks to come, because we have some very interesting guests who will come on the ministry. So then, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other, and be sure, God's will, on tomorrow, to go visit a church. I'm actually going to go visit a friend's church on tomorrow. But I want you to be sure to go visit a church and see what God is all about. And once again, I could not leave you tonight without saying, please, I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. If you do not know who this God or this Savior that I'm speaking about is, you can inbox me, you can call me, because I would love to tell you who he is. He's a way maker, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega. He's everything that you would hope for, everything that your heart would desire. And so therefore, I recommend the Lord unto you today, tonight. And once again, if you can, please find a church to visit, because God is good. God is able. God is outstanding. I mean, he just does things that, I mean, he just does a lot of things, and we need to give him glory and honor. So therefore, without further ado, I would like to bid you good night and ask you to come back on tomorrow, God's will, to hear the powerful message of a fumble is not a failure. Okay? Once again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I thank all of my newcomers and the I Have Been With You Since Day One comers. I appreciate you so much. And I ask with the Lord continue to bless you and your family. You pray for me, and I pray for you. And once again, when you pray, understand why you're praying. Understand that God wants everyone to pray. He wants us to pray without ceasing. And he wants us to know that he is our Father. And he is able to do everything but fail. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. I bid you good night. Farewell. So long, everybody.